all the news, I'm Tian Yu. Senior Chinese diplomat Wang Yi has met Vietnamese Deputy Prime Minister Truong Luong Chuong in Beijing. The two senior officials chair the China-Vietnam Steering Committee for Bilateral Cooperation. Wang said China is ready to work with Vietnam to deepen cooperation in such fields as economy, trade, investment, connectivity, science and technology, and innovation. On Monday, Wang, also the Chinese foreign minister, met Princess Mahachakri Sirintorn of the Kingdom of Thailand in Beijing. He said China will work with Thailand to implement the high-level consensus between the two countries and push for new progress in building a China-Thailand community of a shared future. Tens of millions of spectators were treated to stunning views as a rare total solar eclipse swept across North America on Monday. Residents and visitors gathered in different locations on the path of the eclipse to watch and cheer. The total solar eclipse was visible in the sky over parts of Mexico, 15 U.S. states, and eastern Canada. A total solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and Earth, completely blocking the face of the sun. The Chinese Ministry of Finance says China and the U.S. have agreed to promote the healthy and stable development of economic relations. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen held talks with Chinese Premier Li Qiang in Beijing and with Vice Premier He Lifeng in Guangzhou. She also met with Finance Minister Lan Fuan and People's Bank of China Governor Pan Gongsheng in Beijing. Yellen reaffirmed the United States is not seeking to decouple from China.
During conversations this week, I underscored again that the United States does not seek to decouple from China. Our two economies are deeply integrated, and a wholesale separation would be disastrous for both of our economies. Even as we take action to diversify our supply chains, we seek to preserve the broader trade and investment relationship that can benefit American workers and firms.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has set the date for a ground offensive in Rafah. He did not say when the offensive would take place. The United Nations and aid experts have been warning that any military operation in Rafah will exact an unacceptably high toll on Gaza. In Rafah, about 1.4 million people have been seeking refuge from bombardments elsewhere. Meanwhile, Hamas says there has been no progress on ceasefire talks in Cairo. AP correspondent Seb Manik has more.
Well, it's unclear how imminent it is, but Netanyahu did double down on Monday, saying that a date was set. He didn't give more details, though. But we know that Netanyahu has been adamant about going into Rafah. He said that it's needed in order for Israel to achieve its war aims, and those include eliminating Hamas. He said there's still about four Hamas battalions inside of Rafah. And he's remained defiant about doing this despite international pushback, particularly from the United States, which says it doesn't agree with this offensive and has urged Israel to seek other ways to get rid of Hamas, such as doing targeted attacks inside of Rafah instead of this ground invasion. There's about 1.5 million people inside of Rafah, and it's really unclear where they're supposed to go.
Leo Varadkar says he has no regrets about standing down as he officially resigned as Irish Prime Minister. He met with President Michael D. Higgins in Dublin and tendered his resignation on Monday evening. A shipwreck that occurred on Sunday in northern Mozambique has killed at least 97 people, with 12 survivors so far. Local authorities said 30 people, including 17 children, have already been buried. The shipwrecked vessel was a makeshift ferry carrying 130 people. Authorities are continuing to search the waters to locate more missing people. Three people, including the shooter, are dead after a shooting inside a business in Las Vegas on Monday. Authorities said the shooter was found dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot. Hundreds of people were inside the multi-story office building and were evacuated during the incident. In sports, Tiger Woods is set to play the Masters at Augusta this year. The five-time Masters champion was included on the list of players set to compete at the first men's major of the year. The first round of the Masters gets underway on Thursday. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.